Saturday morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Always joins me on Thursday. Sometimes we talk to the chief, sometimes one of the command staff, and a lot of times we also talk to Mike. Mike, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you. Now, I know in advance, I know you're out at the range, and, you know, Wi-Fi is a little, cell reception is a little bit sketchy, so if we lose you, I just want to apologize in advance, but no big deal. We want to make sure you stay qualified. That's important for every cop. Actually, how often do you have to requalify?
We have to qualify for the state once every 2 years, but the Pensacola Police Department has stricter rules, and we're out here once a year and sometimes twice, depending on the area that we're training in.
And you share that facility with like ECSO and even local branches of the federal, right? ATF, FBI, they come and use that range as well, right?
Yeah, the range belongs to the sheriff's office, and they're gracious enough to let us use it. But Sheriff Bob Johnson has also been good to us and let us use his range at times as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. Actually, that's a question I had wanted to ask you. As you well know, Chip Simmons, former Pensacola police chief, won election to sheriff on Tuesday, and he's going to be the sheriff starting in January. I know you guys already have very good interagency cooperation with the sheriff's office, but since he's the former chief and since he and Tommy Leiter are such good friends, I can only assume the expectation is that there's going to be even better cooperation and alignment between the agencies. Is there anything we should particularly expect? Am I wrong in thinking the way I'm thinking about this?
No, you're exactly right. There's no doubt about that the agencies will work better than ever. We worked well before, but, you know, I think that between the two of us, the only difference is going to be the color of the uniform. It'll be as close to a metro agency as we've ever seen before because of the cooperation between Sheriff Simmons and Chief Leiter. So it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a win-win for the community as a whole.
Now, I know that's not your call to make. Obviously, this would be politically, way outside of your pay grade. But is that concept something that you guys have talked much about, the possibility of becoming an interagency organization as opposed to the two? And look, it's obviously no knock on how it functions right now, but you brought it up. I'm just curious, is that something you guys have bandied about at all?
Well, it's been talked about before, but that's way above me.
Right.
You know, there's some agencies such as Miami-Dade and Jacksonville that have done it. And whether it's, it's all about money and politics, and that's something that the police department tries not to get into. It would, it would cut duplicate services. But again, that's something that's way above me that will have to come at another time.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not speaking for the city or for the sheriff's office. It just kind of occurs to me that there's all kinds of ways you could align in policies and training and certifications. As you said, if the difference between the officers and the deputies is the color of the uniform, that could be a very substantial benefit, I would think, to both agencies. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is we haven't talked much about this, and frankly, the reason I haven't talked about this is because I was concerned about what I'm going to ask you about. Apparently, there is a racing show, like a street racing show on TV, and there are some Pensacola people that are going to be featured on it. I've been recording them, but I haven't been able to follow it, and I hate this show. I watch a little bit of it, and I find it the people are maddening to me. But we're going to have some Pensacola people doing street racing on national television, I guess. My question for you is, from a law enforcement perspective who deals with actual street racing and the dangers that it causes, do you think this is healthy for us? Is this a problem? What do you think?
I don't know if it's healthy or not. I know that if it's done on the streets of Pensacola, that it's illegal. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge racing fan.
Right.
And racing needs to be reserved for a closed environment, a sealed environment, a racetrack or a drag racing strip. But anytime that comes on city streets that are not closed off, that people can be walking across, or an innocent vehicle could be in that area, is certainly highly dangerous.
Is street racing that much of a common thing in Pensacola? I don't know. I don't see it personally, but, I don't run in these circles exactly. So is that something? I know in the past it's been a little bit of an issue, but do we see that much in Pensacola?
Well, that kind of thing comes and goes. A lot of times depend on what time, certain time of the year. And I can tell you that we've written tickets and arrests have been made in the past. And sometimes we get word of things are going to happen. We have officers in certain areas to be able to take care of that issue. But as far as something that's running rampant that happens a lot, that's not the case.
Okay. And you know, it's kind of funny because my boys, they're like, you know, they love racing. They love watching like Fast and Furious movies, which, you know, we allow. And I had turned this other show on and my wife's like, why are you letting them watch that? I'm like, but they watch Fast and Furious. She's like, yeah, that's impossible, ridiculous, absurd. This is something that people actually do. Let's not put that in their heads. Okay. You know, that was kind of her take on it. One of the other things I wanted to just kind of follow up with you about is I know PPD has started the process of doing the mandatory twice a year counseling for the officers. We talked with Chief Leiter about this recently, and he's on a kind of a 6-month contract with one company just to make sure that everything is working out right. How is that process going so far?
Yeah, it's in progress. Things are looking good. There's officers that have been there that have indicated that they would like to go back. They certainly enjoyed the conversation. I'll be going next Tuesday. I'm looking forward to that, and I'll let you know how that goes. So
okay.
This is something that is being it's being accepted well, and again, there's been some good conversation going on.
Well, that's great news. I mean, because you know, a lot of times police officers they're kind of hesitant, reluctant, and then even as you and Chief Leiter had both said before, and I think I spoke with one of the captains about this too, that you know, it's like you don't want to go, you go and you're like, when can I go back? Which is, you know, that's good news that things are working well. Is this a very common thing, like in Florida for law enforcement agencies, or are you again innovating in this area?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe we are, but I certainly, it's one of those things in law enforcement that has evolved that I think that people should try and see what happens.
Yeah,
it certainly can't hurt. I know that for sure. Cannot hurt.
Talking through some of this stuff and just getting a professional to, you know, just make sure everything is going okay. Because what you want, I mean, if you're law enforcement, you want to find out if there's something wrong, too, that you might not be aware of. That's just healthy. Hey, last thing I wanted to do, I kind of have this idea. You and I sometimes will talk about mythologies in television and movies surrounding law enforcement. And I know that pretty much everything I see on TV involving cops is going to be false because I know enough of you all to know it. But I was wondering, this is kind of, maybe we'll do this as a feature. Is there a law enforcement myth or a TV myth that you want to dispel this morning? Anything come to mind particularly?
Not right off the bat. I know that this could probably be educational because there's a lot of it. That's how cop shows work, and so many people watch them, and then they get into the line of work and they figure out quickly that that's not how it is. So
one that is my, like, this is not just it's a pet peeve. This is a genuine infuriation. You have to wait 72 hours or 24 hours or any artificial time frame before you report a missing person. Totally false, right?
That's totally false. We don't want you to wait 2 minutes. We want you to go ahead and get the ball rolling, get the officers over there, and start looking for this person. So that's totally false.
Every time this happens in a cop show, I just want to scream at the TV. You are harming people who might go missing, and because they watch TV, they think they're not supposed to report something. Call right away. That's definitely top of my list for real-world implications for a falsehood on TV cop shows. All right. Well, Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike. Thank you for the time. Thanks for the service.
Thank you, Andrew.